Have you ever been angry? I'm sure we all have, but what does the Bible say about anger? That's our subject today from the International Gospel Hour. Back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind words, and greetings to all of you. Again, let's ask the question, have you ever been angry? From Ephesians 4:31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from among you with all malice. From Galatians 5:20, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. From 2 Timothy 3:4, traitors, and then the word heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. All the works of the flesh are not listed in Galatians 5, friends. The words anger and wrath are often used interchangeably as synonyms. Wrath has a deeper, more personal, permanent sentiment, especially when considering the wrath and anger of God as a manifestation of His judgment against evil. Anger is more turbulent, but usually temporary. It can be illustrated like the anger at the moment by an athlete, road rage, or sudden abusive behavior. The anger and wrath of God is always justified. It is righteous indignation. Such is not always so regarding human wrath and anger. Anger, it's an emotion of instant displeasure on account of something that presents itself to our view. It is provocative and aggravating, but all anger is not necessarily evil. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, Ephesians 4:26. Christ was angry, Mark 3, verse 5. We read of God being angry many times because of His displeasure with sin and sinners. These things are sinful when excessive, unwarranted, without cause, and beyond control. They have become traits that we are to put off, Colossians 3, verse 8. We are dealing with matters that affect our relationship to God as His child. Friends, in a few moments, we're going to consider the subject of anger, wrath, and the other word, heady. But before we do that, how about our Jay Webb telling you about a special online Bible study?
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right, the World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
Friends, there is the anger that man toward man and disagreeable circumstances that is often displayed in hostile actions. Such was the case with Cain and Abel in Genesis 4, 5, and 6. Esau was angry with Jacob, Genesis 27:45. Simeon and Levi grew angry regarding mistreatment of their sister Dinah, Genesis 34:25 through 29, and chapter 49, verses 5 through 7. What of the anger of Pharaoh with Moses that he said Moses should see his face no more, Exodus 10, verse 11 and 28? Saul and Jonathan became angry at each other over David, 1 Samuel 20:30 through 34. Ahab was angry with Naboth because Naboth refused to sell him his vineyard, 1 Kings 21:4. King Ahasuerus, was angry with Vashti, with Haman, Esther 1, verse 12, and 7, verse 7. Nebuchadnezzar was very angry with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that he heated the furnace seven times hotter than usual, Daniel 3:13 and 19. Jonah got angry that his gourd was cut down and Nineveh was not destroyed, Jonah chapter 4. Did not Herod get angry with the wise men who did not return to him, Matthew 2:16? The Jews were certainly angry at Stephen when they gnashed on him with their teeth, Acts 7, 54-58. Even Christ was threatened by the Nazarenes, who wanted to cast him down a hill, Luke 4:28. Human wrath is always suspect and can become the characteristic of a fool. Christians are to be self-disciplined and under control, maintaining a calmness, composure, even in provocative circumstances. We do not suggest this is always easily accomplished, but an uncontrolled state of mind can trigger great evil. Fathers are not to provoke their children to wrath, Ephesians 6 and verse 4. Proverbs 21:19 says it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Proverbs 29:22, an angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. We should strive to rid our hearts and lives of this kind of anger. Anger is so often connected with many sinful attitudes and deeds. Pride, cruelty, strifes, contentions, murder, grievous words, evil speaking go along with anger. Who can doubt it is a bad influence? Proverbs 22, verse 24 says, "Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. Rather, a wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife." Proverbs 15:18. "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." Proverbs 16:32. Elders are to be slow to be angry, Titus 1, verse 7. Leadership cannot afford a man with a short fuse and a low boiling point. James admonishes us to be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, James 1:19. Once two men were arguing heatedly until one suggested they might soon fight. But another said the one who strikes the first blow admits he has run out of arguments. Anger can cause you defeat. Now, friends, let's talk about anger that is justified, for the Lord was angry, Mark 3, verse 5. He had healed a man on the Sabbath day, but was grieved at the hardness of the hearts of his critics and looked on them with anger. He condemned the Pharisees with strong words that might be called harsh, Matthew 23. Jacob was angry at Laban for pursuing him, Genesis 31, 36. It was justified. How often was Moses angry? He was justified to be angry before Pharaoh when he came down from Mount Sinai to see the golden calf worship. He was wroth at Korah's rebellion, Numbers 16:15, and even got angry at the entire nation and struck the rock rather than speaking to it, Numbers 20, verse 11. Nehemiah was angry with some who were taking advantage of those who were rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, Nehemiah 5, 6. Consider Paul and how he dealt with Elymas, Acts 13. Is it not a virtue to look at evil, or it is not, rather, a virtue to look at evil passively as if it was nothing serious? It is not a sin to display strong displeasure at evil and evildoers. Righteous indignation is justified. It would be inappropriate to be otherwise if kept under control. We should not consider evil good-naturedly. As we think of the wrath of God, it is the divine response to human sin and injustice. There are scores of references to the anger and wrath of God in Scripture. Israel complained when the anger of the Lord was greatly kindled, Numbers 11, verse 10, and their idolatry provoked him to anger, Psalm 78:58. His displeasure produced punishment to the evildoer. Is he not angry with those who do not follow his will, like the time Israel would not enter into Canaan, Deuteronomy 1:37? God judges the righteous and is angry with the wicked every day, Psalm 7, verse 11. Joshua 7, verse 1 reveals his anger at Achan's sin, and he will vex the heathen in his sore displeasure, Psalm 2, verse 5. Scripture refers to God's anger and wrath as his judgment of condemnation. There is the day of wrath, righteous judgment, Romans 2, verse 5. Isaiah 13, verse 9, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger. He did not spare the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. The message of Jesus was to repent or perish. The wrath of God abideth on the unbeliever, John 3:36. Revelation warns of the lake of fire and brimstone. Nineveh was spared from God's wrath by repentance, Jonah 3, verse 10. Jeremiah urged Judah, "Return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you." For I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. How do we handle anger? Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. We can practice the golden rule, being kind but resolute, and not retaliate in kind. Romans 12:19-21 says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Talk about a big order. But it is God's will that we behave in just such a manner. We must be like David before Goliath, Daniel and his three friends before Nebuchadnezzar. They retained their resolve to serve God with calmness and composure. When we learn to do this, we have gained a tremendous victory and moved toward maturity. There are times when anger is wrong. There are times when it is justified. God's wrath and anger is always justified. There is never a time when it should not be controlled. That may not be the case with us, however. We can avoid the wrath of God by doing His will. What a wonderful study concerning anger, wrath, and even to be heady. And we are indebted to a beloved brother and friend, James W. Boyd, for our study today, courtesy of his work titled A Burning Fire, Volume 19. A faithful gospel preacher for well over 70 years, you can see his additional sound, solid biblical material at aburningfire.net. That's aburningfire.net. And friends, we are grateful to share this material with you, just recently released in print, and we're blessed to bring it forth here on the International Gospel Hour. We hope this study will help you, if indeed you are dealing with anger or wrath, and working through those things. Friends, we'll continue our studies together at another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.